Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, June 29th, 2021. The wheels have completely come off the COVID-19 fraud. Why did they never have a vaccine for just the basic common cold? The coronavirus is the main cause of the common cold. If you're debilitated on the right vitamins, minerals, it will go in, it will replicate, and you will get sick. That's known science. Well, because there's too many variants of it. There's hundreds of thousands a year. There's millions. I mean, they're always finding more and more and more. There's this like fish in the sea.
Influenza is a specific type of infection caused by a specific virus. So that's usually influenza A or influenza B virus. The cold, on the other hand, is caused by hundreds of different types of viruses.
And it's our body's defenses that defeat that 99.999% of the time. Not taking a vaccine that is specifically for one variant, when viruses are constantly changing and their own medical science admits, when you take a vaccine like this, it causes your body to slough off things that basically are other variants of the virus. That's even Wall Street Journal. Well, here it is out of the VAERS reporting system. Reported deaths, COVID vaccines, more than the last 10 years combined. And I think about 1 in 40 is the real number. Not 1 in 10, not 1 in 100. About 1 in 40 of these things get put down as COVID. So it's 40 times worse than that. 40 times 5,888 dead. Oh, and now the FDA adds warning to COVID vaccine about risk of heart inflammation. No longer just saying, oh, it's rare. It's very common. And estimates are now out that you're 500 times more likely to die from a COVID vaccine than from COVID if you are young. Who urges fully vaccinated people to continue to wear masks as Delta COVID variant spreads? Oh, a variant of the cold virus. My goodness, we can't ever leave our houses again. People better wake up now, folks. BBC, Andrew Marr says he caught COVID after getting the vaccine.
I got coronavirus last week. I'd been double jabbed earlier in the spring and felt, if not king of the world, at least almost entirely immune. And yet I got it.
Bill Maher finally waking up. He's totally, absolutely getting it now and saying, wait a minute. We've got Google and Facebook invested at the Wuhan lab. We've got them invested billions in these vaccines. And then they're involved covering up? That's criminal.
Facebook banned any post for 4 months about COVID coming from a lab. A Wall Street Journal reporter asked the head of Google's health division, notice that they don't do autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak the way they do it for any other question. And the guy said, well, we want to make sure the search isn't leading people down pathways that we would find to be not authoritative information. Well, you were wrong, Google and Facebook. Right. We don't know. The reason why we want you is because we're checking on this shit. He said, we want to ensure the first thing users see is information from the CDC, the WHO. That's who I'm checking on. The WHO has been very corrupt about a lot of shit. The CDC's been wrong about a lot of shit. This is outrageous that I can't look this information up. And now they're doing it with this drug, ivermectin. They threw Brett Weinstein off YouTube, or almost. He's one strike away. YouTube should not be telling me what I can see about ivermectin. Ivermectin isn't a registered Republican. It's a drug.
They're obsessed with depopulation. It's their cult. So they paid to have the viruses found in the wild. They paid to have them spliced. Facebook and Google. Facebook and Google aren't just big tech companies. They are the tip of the New World Order attack system. They are the trillion-pound gorilla on our back.
Flawless victory.
Infowars! 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 starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this live June 28th Monday broadcast coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Again, very honored to be here, very honored to be your host. Very thankful that you're tuned in, and want to ask you again to remember that the globalist fear is you taking a live feed, whether it's from man.video or InfoWars.com or that local radio station, audio or video feeds even better because that gets past the censors, and sharing it with everyone you know. That's how we magnify this transmission. That's how we fight back. That's how we win. The globalists wouldn't be trying to suppress our communications if they didn't have the power to really give the New World Order a major run for its money. This is an information war. Thank you for joining us today. I want to open the phones up in the first hour, and then I want to open the phones up in the second hour, as well as the third hour. We have Robert Barnes joining us in the second hour to talk about the looming attempts to indict President Trump and what that really signifies and means. Also, the legal ramifications behind major states like Hawaii saying you must be inoculated to travel there. Totally illegal, color of law, fraudulent, but it's not being challenged. But we do have some challenges taking place in the continental United States, or CONUS. We'll be breaking it all down here today. Also, we have the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism put out just a week and a half ago by the Biden administration. And in this document, it's extremely draconian. And I'm going to show you these quotes, but because I mentioned this last week, but we really need to show these on air. It says, questioning an election is terrorism. Criticizing gun control is terrorism. I mean, it's just such a fabulously evil document. And then you wonder why there's Newsweek articles saying any website that even allows someone to make a racist comment in it needs to be shut down. If you're not Facebook, Twitter, or Google, or one of the big five tech companies, you have major leftist organizations. You have the U.S. Jewish Congress. In open letters and in putting out reports I've got right here saying, shut down Gab with police. Send in the FBI because Andrew Torba allows people to have free speech. They've got leftists on there. They've got conservatives. They've got Muslims. They've got Christians. They've got agnostics. They've got devil worshipers. And as long as you don't commit a crime, you can be on there, just like Facebook was 3 years ago, or YouTube 3 years ago, or Twitter 3 years ago. But, oh, Facebook can run child sex rings, that's come out in the news today. Apple can run slave dungeons and slave factories in China. But if Andrew Torba allows, under federal law, people to have their own little site on his site, like the former president does with over 2 million followers there that Trump doesn't even know about or respond to or try to even use, then he deserves to be shut down. And mainline Republicans like Governor Abbott have actually come out and supported the closing of Gab. Of course, they want to close us as well. It's absolutely incredible and extremely un-American and extremely dangerous. So we're going to be hitting some of that. And that was in yesterday's stack, guys, but I rummaged through it again today and mixed it all up with these stacks. So just reprint me the Newsweek and other articles that you gave me yesterday, please, that I asked for. Thank you. Because it has the actual letters, too, from all the big Democrat organizations, mainline Republican groups, saying anybody that is called a white supremacist must be shut down, must be closed. And even if you were a white supremacist, I believe you have free speech. That's what America's all about. But these aren't white supremacists. You understand the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism? They say that, again, questioning elections is white supremacism. Questioning open borders is white supremacism. Questioning critical race theory, you know, got the head of Space Force fired, is racism. They call me a white supremacist and a KKK leader on Twitter thousands of times a day. It routinely trends number one with hundreds of thousands of tweets calling me a Nazi, calling for my arrest. And by that extension, that's how it works. They call you a white supremacist, and then they have the FBI saying the main enemy is white supremacist, and they say in this document we're going to frustrate and shut down their networks and take their bank accounts and take their websites and, quote, attack Congress. Fig Liuzzi and others are on TV, the spokesman for the FBI. He hosts the FBI radio show. The spokesman for the FBI says, we're going to attack Congress. This may scare you and may make you a little sick to your stomach, but we need to attack Congress. They're the leaders of the terror networks. They're doing what they say we're doing. So I'm going to bring that up with Robert Barnes in the second hour on the First Amendment issue, because this is a big, big, big kahuna. And you have to understand, it's the extrapolation out where you're just listed as this, as they teach in mainstream news, that all white people are bad. And if you also remember, it also says in this national strategy for countering domestic terrorism that protesting the lockdown or criticizing the inoculations is white supremacism and terrorism. And then we show you all the news articles saying protesting lockdown is white supremacist. In fact, print me a few of those articles. Mainstream articles. So any opposition to transhumanism, sexualization of your children, bankrupting the country, taking down the American flag, just all of the globalist agenda, radical Islam being brought into record numbers, any criticism of that is white supremacism, which is terrorism. In their definition, we have the federal government defining the American people as terrorists publicly, as official doctrine. Imagine if they just listed Muslims, period, as the enemy. Well, everybody would be up in arms. And I'd say you can't blame Muslims in general for what some Orthodox or radical Muslims do. But you'd be lying if you say that Islam isn't something that takes over wherever it's at. But I would still be against saying all Muslims are terrorists. Well, they're saying all white people, all conservatives, all Trump supporters, all gun owners, all people that question forced inoculations are terrorists. It says it. We're going to cover with a lawyer next hour. That is beyond outrageous. Now, I got the strike on Iran. This is a routine situation. I don't agree with it. Trump did some of this. But I'm going to come back and give you my take on that here in just a moment. And then I'm going to shift gears to what's really big. Not just, you know, the bombing that in Iraq and some B-52 bombings there in Syria taking on ammo depots. As Biden actually is now following Trump's policy, trying to end the civil war there. It's very interesting. He's even saying we can't win Afghanistan and should get out. So as bad as he is actually following a couple same things that Trump did. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Stanford scientists are creating a superhero, isn't that cute for the public, superhero vaccine based on DNA of Olympic athletes. Now I want to explain something. China's transhumanist propaganda is prepared and packaged by globalists. So remember I said a year ago when it first came out, I said it again 6 months ago. In fact, guys, print me the articles again, please. China creating super soldiers. See, when they're sterilizing you or poisoning you, they go, oh, you're like Captain America now. You're going to be given this magical injection. So Stanford's really DARPA, and I've got the documents here. So DARPA is now announcing that they're going to inject everyone very soon with a vaccine that makes you not die, that makes you not get Alzheimer's, not get heart attacks or liver failure, which, of course, is the opposite. It will kill you very quickly. But people won't want to believe that they've actually been hurt. And so they're going to buy into it. Remember, whatever they tell you, it's the opposite. And they also have their new behavioral vaccines. They're just calling things they inject to take over all your DNA vaccines. I can inject you with cyanide and call it vaccine. People line their kids up for it. Oh, more advisories now confirming it's not rare. It's very common to have a heart attack when you take the mRNA vaccines. It's all over the news. We'll be right back with tomorrow's news today on Alex Jones.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joe Biden wants to sell the country out. He wants to dissolve the nation, basically, as it stands. But a large swath of the Pentagon is sick of being in the Middle East, is sick of the 20-year war in Afghanistan, and they've been putting major pressure on the deep state to get us out of there. Because all it does is kill U.S. troops, and it's designed to bankrupt the U.S. economy. So Biden shut down a bunch of our pipelines. Biden's opened the borders up. He told the illegal aliens to surge the border as soon as he got in. He's working to destroy the country. But at least for now, when it comes to pulling out of Afghanistan, his administration came out Friday and said it's an unwinnable war. There's no strategy. There's no reason to be there. We are pulling out. That is good. And it's the same thing with Syria. Under Obama, they wanted to send in al-Qaeda, take over the country, break it open, use it as an invasion point into Europe for Muslims. That was why they funded the Arab Spring. Well, Biden is following Trump's policies of when Iran sends in militias and Iran sends in weapons, who is trying to overthrow and basically is trying to take the country over, basically taking those guys out. But also those guys are fighting with the Saudi Arabian-backed guys. So both sides are not on Assad's side. But the decision was basically made. We made a deal with Russia under Trump to try to clear out all the different groups, but mainly the Wahhabists, the al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda groups that, again, are the Wahhabists that represent 80% of Islam and are backed by Saudi Arabia and the whole Mecca situation in Riyadh. And so I don't back bombing with B-52s, these ammo dumps on the Iraqi-Syrian border. I don't back anything Biden does, but as long as this doesn't expand, it doesn't look like that it's meant to cause a wider war. Indeed, it's to end the war. We see just last week, Biden told Saudi Arabia and a bunch of other Gulf states, if you don't recognize Assad, we're going to put sanctions on you, which was a pretty big move. Now, they may flip-flop next week back to going the other way. That's what they do, because they're a bunch of Machiavellian garbage. But that's currently what is happening there. In my view, U.S. military carries out airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias. Iran-backed militias vow swift revenge against U.S. after Syria-Iraq airstrikes. Meanwhile, we have Joe Biden says, nuke the insurrectionist or something. So it just shows he's not the guy running anything. But definitely, you got to find some type of silver lining in the big cloud that at least he's trying to pull us completely out of that worthless bloodbath where you've got a bunch of tribalists that have been killing each other for 5,000 years. They're going to be killing each other in 5,000 years as well. All right, that said, I am about to go to the Texas border. Trump is set to be coming in on Wednesday. I will be down the border reporting during this show tomorrow. Owen Schroyer will be here in the news desk, but I'll be on the show tomorrow. And then on the ground when Trump is there with Governor Abbott, and we got a good idea where he's coming in and where he's going to be at. We're going to leave it at that because they don't want that out until Trump is there. But we'll be there covering it all because it's important to bring attention to it. And I want to remind the listeners and viewers that it was InfoWars, more than any other media organization, thanks to your support, that in the last 5-6 months of Biden being, you know, into office, be a fraud, that went down and showed the illegal smuggling, showed the people being brought in by the hundreds of thousands a month, interviewed the whistleblowers, interviewed the Border Patrol, interviewed the local police, showed the illegal centers, showed the fact that they're transporting children with people that are not their parents as young as 1 year of age, And that has triggered, thanks to your support, a lot of the heat that is now on Kamala and Biden and congressional moves to block the criminal activity that is taking place there. But we got all the exclusive footage of folks being loaded on the planes, private charter aircraft, little kids being loaded into buses with weird men, you know, from Pennsylvania. They're picking them up with no paperwork. The fact that the FBI did all this as well. It is really critical information. So we're going to be going to the border. But I got a call from my accountant this morning right before I went live. And he said, will you please explain to people that when you go to the border, it costs a lot of money. And that when you go to New York, it costs a lot of money because you are going into the red. You need to really explain to listeners that they need to buy T-shirts, they need to buy books, films, water filtration, air filtration, or you're going to have to stop doing this, or you're going to have to lay some people off. And again, a lot, it's not your fault. When we have the products in, the supplements, you buy them, we're able to fund ourselves. But we're not able to when most of the time we don't even have product in because of the COVID lockdowns killed the supply chain, because we give you high-quality vitamins and minerals and herbs. We could get crap from China. But we're not doing that. So so many products that we normally have in stock are sold out for 6, 7, 8 months. Or we do get it, it's a limited supply. So again, we're running the July 4th super sale right now, double Patriot points, free shipping, pollen block. A lot of these specials we can only do for a few days. So we're going to have a big sale for the next week or so, but sometimes for only a day or two, there'll be an item that's available like pollen block for seasonal discomfort, naturally occurring system developed with quail eggs, 40% off, Survival Shield X2, 50% off, Super Males Perfume Vitality, massively discounted, 50% off, Survival Shield X3, 60% off, Biotrue Selenium, 50% off, Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off, all water filtration systems and filters, 10% off, and we have also 10% off. We're not even going up on food prices. Our major suppliers said, nope, they're not going to do what everybody else has done. In fact, they're going to let us go down 10%. For part of July, and then right before Christmas, and that's the only time they'll be 10% off. With all the inflation coming in and all of the commodity prices going up, this is insurance you can eat. It's one of the ways to beat inflation. High quality, high calorie, you know, per container, filled to the brim, storable food that lasts decades in great packaging so you can bury it or move it easily. The entire My Patriot Supply catalog exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. is 10% off the already best price you're going to find. Celebrate America and save big at InfoWarsStore.com today. And while you're there, we have a new shirt in that's very popular that says Free American in navy blue, black, and white, with just a big, beautiful, also in camouflage, American flag on the chest. InfoWars.com on the back. It's more important than ever to let folks know that you stand for the Republic, as the globalists try to literally ban the 4th of July, ban the Star Spangled Banner, as they attempt to bully us all into submission. It's more important ever to fight for the Republic when it's fighting for its life. And again, InfoWarsStore.com, we have the very popular shirt now back in stock, Save the Frogs, which everybody knows that, you know, oh, Alex Jones gave frogs, which is now admitted the chemicals are making them become homosexual and not have not mate with the female frogs, so their populations are plummeting worldwide. It's a great way to start up conversations. It's a really good-looking shirt. I designed it, and people just usually my designs aren't that good. It just people love the shirt, and it really pops. Got a big Save the Frogs on the back, small Save the Frogs on the front. Looks kind of like an environmental shirt or something. And people love it. So it's a great way to meet like-minded folks and spread the word.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. And that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWars.com
InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
By the UN Global Government Takeover System concerning their COVID-19 power grab here in just a moment in the province of Nova Scotia, Canada, and that ties into these so-called behavioral vaccines and superhero vaccines and things they were talking about decades ago that they'd already developed as gene therapies that killed a large percentage of people that did the gene therapy. It'll work for some people, but others, it kills them. Usually liver failure. So we've got that information coming up here in just a moment. Let me just get this out of the way. Because I'm 47, my mind's still pretty sharp. But 10 years ago, my brain wouldn't have done this. And I caught it after I went to break. And when I got a lot of things on my mind and I was already thinking about other stories and just not really fixating on Joe Biden, I guess channeling Joe Biden, I said something that was incorrect last segment. Most of what I said about pulling out of Afghanistan and saying it's unwinnable, that was true, and following some of the Trump policies of trying to get the different warring factions to stop killing each other in Syria, at least on paper, Biden's been saying he'd do that. But when I said that he was saying normalize relations with Assad or there'll be sanctions, that was completely wrong. And I knew it once I went off air. I went, wait a minute, pull that up. And I was, you know, I was incorrect. And I don't know why I said that. I'm fixing it just 5 minutes after I messed up. It says, citing sanctions, U.S. cautions Arab states against normalizing ties with Syria's Assad. So they keep trying to keep sanctions on it and kick him out, though they don't want a water war, at least on the surface. So I guess that's my brain hoping for peace, being too optimistic, basically. U.S. warns allies of sanctions for those who engage with Syria's Assad regime. There it all is there. So that is corrected in real time. We are not like Brian Stelter, that speaketh with forketh tongue on purpose. But we do occasionally make mistakes to our extreme anger. I'm very mad at myself. I'm going to slap myself in the face right now, but whatever. That's just part of life, isn't it? Okay. You know, I'm not trying to build up suspense on this, but if I just cover this, if I went and shot a special report on this after the show today and put it up on Band.Video, it would probably get a million views, and then Tucker Carlson would pick it up, and everybody would be talking about it, and we could do something about it and really hurt the globalists and help ourselves. But if I just release this information now, like it's no big deal, this will go nowhere. And I don't know why that is. We have this giant audience. Our biggest show is the weekday show. Millions, over 2 million people an hour, conservatively, tune in. That's not like, oh, our radio stations have a reach of, you know, 200 million people, but that means they're tuning in. No. On our radio stations, 2 million people tune in every hour. Over a million end up tuning in one way or another online, we know. Later, tens of millions listen to the bootleg podcast every day. I mean, we reach conservatively 10 million people a day. The big question is, how do we get those amazing men and women all over the world to go to Band.Video or Infowars.com and find an article or a video every day that they think's most important and to share that little devil? That's how we win the war against the globalists. So this report is just really, really, really big. But in the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit it right now. And I just hope this goes viral because it needs to. This is such a big deal. Now, if you read Klaus Schwab's 5 books, and yes, I've read all 5 of them, and the reason I don't like reading them is it makes me get so angry that I don't know what to do, because he doesn't even hide that they did the lockdown on purpose. He doesn't hide that they cooked the viruses up. He doesn't hide they're going to take over our bodies, in his own words. He doesn't hide that it's about shutting down free speech and having big tech censoring the opposition. He doesn't hide it's about big pharma making all the money. He doesn't hide any of it. That arrogant monster that looks like Nosferatu, looks like the most evil Bond villain, this freaking Dr. Evil. He arrogantly sits there and does this to us. And the UN that he used to head up, he's actually run the policy at the UN, then develops the plan, they put it forward, and when you get a city like Austin, or a city like New York, or a city like Toronto, or a city like L.A., they follow the exact orders of the UN. Just like Big Tech will tell you, oh, the UN doesn't allow you to talk about ivermectin, or hydroxychloroquine, or remdesivir. We don't care if you're a congressional hearing with U.S. senators, with top scientists. We do not let you talk because we are in charge. It's incredible. And so remember, over a year ago, documents came out from the Canadian provincial governments saying we're going to have unending lockdowns, we're going to train folks to live like this, it's to cut carbon footprint, and to bring in a national world medical ID card, which Klaus Schwab said on national television. And then finally, microchips. People go, oh, this isn't real. You could search engine the document and find it all over the world. Yes, it was real. And then you saw it happen exactly like they said. Just like you go to a play and it's got the program and it tells you, oh, at this part at the end, Dorothy clicks her red slippers and goes back to Kansas. Or it's like on the DVD, you go to the menu and it tells you what each chapter is about. We know the next chapter. We know what's going to happen. So I'm going to cover this more next hour when Barnes is on with us as well. He's involved in lawsuits trying to stop it. But from Canada, the same country in lockstep with the New World Order and the UN and China, they now have a major state, a province of Canada, on TV. Health Canada says will prevent groups from gathering in order to stop the spread of unauthorized information. And you see videos where they come arrest people at their houses for being online criticizing the lockdown. Got a bunch of guests on and arresting preachers. Arresting preachers. You see it all. This is the Soviet Union. This is Nazi Germany. And it's here. No longer about health. Canada will prevent groups from gathering in order to stop the spread of unauthorized information. Health Canada. It's always about that. In the videos out of Germany where they bust into the doctor's apartment when he's on FaceTime or whatever, you know, talking to a group of people online on Zoom. These people are on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 when it comes to tyrants. So, here, ladies and gentlemen, is the clip out of Nova Scotia externalizing the method, admitting total tyranny out in the open.
Arrested me. Hi there, and
thanks
I am
for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have, bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are spreading, deliberately spreading, false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Canada is under martial law. They must keep lockdowns and not let gatherings get together because they might say the government's tyrannical. Kind of like the new national strategy that Biden put out a week and a half ago says questioning lockdowns is an act of terrorism. And the National Jewish Congress here in the U.S. says arrest anyone that questions it and put them in jail. All right, that's the new America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fight back against the UN-directed shutdown of free speech online, shutdown of demonstrations in the streets. This is not just in Canada or Germany or England that they've gone and harassed people at their houses, or Australia, and arrested people that were organizing outdoor protests against the lockdown. It was big tech that would ban anybody's Facebook or Twitter that tried to organize demonstrations here in the U.S. And in many cities, they send police out to attack you. Oh, but Black Lives Matter or Antifa, if they wanted to burn some buildings down, well, then it was mostly peaceful. This is big mega banks looting the world, collapsing the planet, starving the third world, and using useful idiot community college brainwashed people that they're fighting the man when they're trying to bring down their very country and become total slaves. It is insane. And then I will open the phones up after Barnes leaves us. We're going to take your calls on whatever subject you want to mention, but I could do the whole show on this. And in fact, the name of the broadcast today, if you go to Infowars.com, the title that we put on this show is DARPA announces superhero vaccine that takes over
this subdermal implant,
the entire body. And you see 60 Minutes saying, oh, the troops are all going to have a chip that tracks them. And, oh, we're going to give you vaccines that make you where you're not depressed or you don't use drugs anymore. Or, oh, vaccines that where you don't have children anymore. Oh, and now Stanford, that is DARPA's spokesperson, says they're creating superhero vaccine that takes over all the DNA in your body so you don't get Alzheimer's, heart attacks, or liver failure again. Yeah, right. The superhero jab. Well, what do they call it in communist China? China has done human testing to create biologically enhanced super soldiers, says top U.S. official. For 20 years, they tried to get mRNA technology authorized, but every time they did animal studies, a good percentage of the animals would die of heart attacks, stroke, bloody lungs, or liquefied liver. Don't just believe me. The discoverer of mRNA, the inventor of mRNA vaccine, says people should not be forced to take experimental COVID vaccines and that they will kill more people than they help, especially young people. But you don't need to listen to Dr. Robert Malone. He's just world famous and the expert. You're only allowed to listen to the UN, and you just heard the public health spokespeople up in Canada, up in Nova Scotia, saying, oh, we're not letting people go out and have public gatherings. The lockdown never ends because you don't want them sharing information. Here's the UN director of the WHO admitting their plan for more face masks. The vaccines don't work. And then from 11 years ago, my analysis and others about what we're really facing.
Science, that a vaccine will complement the other tools we have, not replace them. A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged, and individuals will still need to be careful. We still have a long road to...
You sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. This is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place. But if you can get her to come up here and talk to you, she's a medical doctor, she's treated heads of states, and she really understands what's happening on the inside.
Where's the doctor now?
She's in Panama.
Panama, so I gotta find her.
You can either go down to Panama and talk to her or somehow get her up here. She doesn't like to come up here, though. Here's her phone number and information in Panama.
All right, I'm gonna work on it.
Amen.
Within days, arrangements are made. The renegade physician agrees to fly into a small airfield in the Midwest, only if the governor will meet her there, and only for a brief time.
Thank you, Governor.
Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United States.
Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir, I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
No, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve.
Which is?
Still ahead, the conspiracy shocker. A group that's even more powerful than the Bilderbergs.
What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile.
If people start dying massively from these inoculations, won't there be like a revolution, a rebellion, a rising up from the peasants?
Briefly, until the 420,000 U.S. military swing into action. If you remember, NORTHCOM, the Northern Command, was created not long ago to, among other things, relocate the population in the event of civil disorder or pandemic.
Doctor, what you're saying is that if people refuse these vaccinations, that FEMA's going to put them into almost like concentration camps around the country?
I think you have to leave out the word almost.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.